It's 4 years late and took bipartisan political pressure and a court order to get accomplished, but the Bush administration finally has its climate change assessment report turned in. And changes will have to wait on two stormwater runoff control actions. Today is May 30th, 2008, and here's what happened this week in the pollution control industry.
This message is brought to you by ESS, world leaders in operational risk management software and services for environmental reporting.
The Bush administration Thursday released a climate change assessment that confirms human-induced global warming will likely lead to stronger hurricanes, droughts, and greater freshwater scarcity in the United States. The National Assessment integrates, evaluates, and interprets the findings of the U.S. Climate Change Science Program. The report also used information from previous assessments of the science, including previous U.S. and European climate change reports. The report was intended to inform discussion on the relevant issues by decision-makers, stakeholders, and the public. A 1990 law, the Global Change Research Act, required the government to do an assessment on global warming every 4 years. The last one had been issued in 2000 during President Bill Clinton's administration. A court order and pressure from leading politicians, including Senators John McCain and John Kerry, were credited for finally getting the assessment published 4 years late. Coming up, a court ruling vacates EPA's stormwater discharge rule, while the agency gives up on having its new effluent limitation guideline ready in time for the next stormwater general construction permit. After a word from our sponsor.
ESS provides world-class compliance solutions for total emissions management and greenhouse gas reporting. Collect, monitor, report, and reduce greenhouse gas emissions for all operations across your enterprise with ESS software and services. Find out why more than 30% of the EPA's top environmental performers are clients of ESS by visiting www.ess-home.com/discover.
EPA will have to try again if it wants to create an enforceable stormwater discharge rule for the oil and gas industry. In an action challenging aspects of EPA's discharge rule, the U.S. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals vacated the promulgated rule, including corresponding regulation. The court case challenged the exemption of discharges of sediment from oil and gas construction activities. The case was brought by the Natural Resources Defense Council. The majority opinion said the EPA's explanation was weakened by the fact that the Energy Policy Act does not mention the word sediment. According to the judges, EPA had taken a, quote, long-standing position that discharges of stormwater runoff from oil and gas activities contaminated with sediment which contribute to a violation of water quality standard require an NPDES permit, end quote. Up against a deadline, EPA said it is proposing to reissue the same stormwater construction general permit for the next 2 years, with its unfinished changes coming in 2010. The permit would only apply where the federal EPA is the permitting authority. This includes 5 states, most territories, and most Indian Country lands. The newest draft permit utilizes the same terms and conditions as EPA's 2003 permit, which will expire July 1st. The agency is proposing the permit to coordinate it with a second effort that is underway to establish national clean water standards, known as the Effluent Limitation Guideline, for the construction and development industry. Upon finalization of the guideline, the agency said, plans will go ahead for the inclusion of these provisions into a new and improved construction general permit to be reissued no later than July 2010. The agency also said is requesting comment on the criteria it should use to recognize local erosion and sediment control program requirements in this and future permits. EPA will be accepting comments on the proposed permit until mid-June. This is Seth Fisher with Pollution Engineering Magazine. On behalf of Pollution Engineering and ESS, we thank you for listening, and go Wings!
This message is brought to you by ESS, world leaders in operational risk management software and services for environmental reporting.